Now, I made that action gadget by baseball. Here was all of us, was all the same. So we had a physical engagement, exercise. So this guy that was in charge of our great big barrack, he was a great baseball man. So he didn't know who played or nothing. So he's playing softball. So he said, you. Any of you guys got any place you want to play? And I said, I'll play first. And he said, all right, you get on first. So he kind of noticed we took infield. And he kind of noticed I took that ball without moving my feet, threw to second base, snapped to second. And then took a step or two back to first base. And then the next time, during the game then, I knocked one down over this way. And then there was one I reached up and it was a bad throw. And I took it and tagged a runner. And he liked that, you know. He said, hey, said, did you ever play ball or something? And I said, yeah. Then just as soon as I said, yeah, he said, I thought so. So in the meantime, I got up and hit one over the next diamond. And then another time, I hit another one over the next diamond. And I hit two there. And they was flipping them, you know, some of them flipping pretty hard. And some of them would strike out. And But the first one I swung at, I hit it, you know, because I hadn't been out too long. So he said, hell, where did you play? And I said, down in Texas. He said, all right, now listen, you're going to be acting gadget. You're going to have the first squad. And he says, your duties, you won't have to do no KP, you won't have to do no coddling, to clean up rifles. He said, you just get your squad, and you just like you're a foreman. You and you. And keep a record and turn it in to me. Report your squad when you go out there every morning. We'd get out of them cocks and put a raincoat around us. Go out there and report. All I had to do was report first squad operating accounted for, you know. Right. And then next thing he said, now listen, he said, I've got a room back there in an extra cot. He said, you come back there with me. So I went back with him, man. And we sit up 2 o'clock in the morning and drink beer. Them other guys in there, he'd get mail, they didn't go to sleep. So we just talked baseball, you know. He wanted to know all about baseball. And I never pulled a KP and never done. Well, I become a kind of a leader there at that squad. Mm-hmm. Well, when we joined a regular Army unit, those guys, we run alphabetical. Shoals, Shootman, Showman, Champ, like that. Well, some of those guys were kind of never been away from home and they wasn't in good shape, fat. And the lights went out. They bombed Pearl Harbor. And the lights went out in San Francisco, Presidio.
Yeah.
And them guys would hold on to me like that in the dark. Hell, dark. So we went up at the Presidio, and they had a gymnasium. Everybody lay down in there to sleep that night. And there was one little room there. Well, I run in there and got that little room. And there's a cot in there. So this guy named Shootman, he was all the time holding on to me. Well, that son of a bitch laid down on the floor right beside the bed in that little room. And I took my clothes off and went to bed. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, they blowed a whistle. No lights and nothing. Up out of there we come. Shootman jumped up. He had the helmet, everything all ready. Just all he had to do was get up. So he was worried about me not being able to get ready. Well, he was helping me find my stuff, so we got the stuff on, and down them stairs we went then. Well, we loaded up in, and we moved in. We moved into the 16th. They bombed Pearl Harbor on 7th of December.
Right.
And on the 16th of December, we pulled in Pearl Harbor.
Mm.
Hell, it was dark there. You hear them people, bang, bang, halt, halt. Everybody scared dead. They took us right immediately then. Took us right up, got on them little trams, right on up to Coley Pass, where those jet planes come through, yeah, right past Hickam Field. Yeah. And we starts this infantry now. We start stringing barbed wire and cutting guava trees, fire lanes, stringing barbed wire from the edge of this cliff, clear down around the beach. And they brought artillery pieces down there and had them pointed back. Yeah. We had the machine guns, and we'd work in the day, and cut trees and stuff. And man, those field boxes at night, boy, I tell you, it was rough.
Well, we didn't know. We didn't know about what they were coming right
over. That's right.
I was in Oklahoma City, and we had guards mounted on the airplanes. I was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
We had guards on the airplanes in Oklahoma City. We didn't know about what they were coming.
Yeah.
And they could have.
Yeah.
They could have if they wanted to. Well, let's see. How long were you in the service? When did you get out?
4 years and a half. I went in.
I went in August of 41, and I got out in February of 46.
Well, you went in a month before I did. I went in September the 10th, 41, and came out in August in 45. Uh-huh. Fort Meade, Maryland.
So when did you go back to playing baseball?
Next year. I was yellow as a bucket. I had that Adderall in them. They thought I had the yellow jaundice. And I didn't know whether I could play ball or not.
So where'd you go in 46?
In 46, went to Kingsport. Old Brummett found out that I was loose. And I had bad legs, bad feet. See, I had bad feet. I had this jungle rot.
Yep.
And I get a disability. I'm 40% service connected now. And I've got this jungle rot, blisters on my feet and toes. And I had, not too long ago, they thought I had a blood clot in that leg. It swelled up, but it was this here cellulitis caused infection. So they gave me I went to Veterans Hospital. They gave me antibodies for it.
46, we're in Kingsport. Where were you in 47?
Well, it's the 47, back at Kingsport, mm-hmm. And in Kingsport in 46 and 47. And Washington had worked with us, and they got a pick of a ball player or two, and they picked, I don't know whether they picked me or nothing. I bet it's just me, I guess. And they picked me then to go to, I went to Florida, which was Chattanooga. Uh-huh. And it's a sign with the Charlotte Ball Club.
Yeah.
I went down there with Mike Garbach, catcher.
Yeah.
Mike, you know what Mike was wanting? He was wanting a bullpen job. He didn't want to play. And he was fat, he was overweight, and I was overweight. And George Might was manager.
Yeah.
And they took inner tubes, about that wide, and put it around me and Mike's, and zipped that there wool thing up here like this. And my God, I'd lose 8 pounds a day. They'd jog us in that sand, and Mike said, "Damn, I don't know whether this worth this or not. Bullpen job." He said, "I damn sure don't want to play." He said, "I just want this job." I saw old Mike a few years later. He was on a beer outfit. He left me some beer out at the Kingsport.
So who'd you play for that year? Did you play with Chattanooga
or
Charlotte?
No, I started with Chattanooga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I started with Chattanooga, and I played, I forget how many games it was. I was supposed to be there. And then I finished up at Charlotte. And we had, boy, now there's something to talk about at Chattanooga Ball Club. We had Johnny Rizzo. And who was some of them guys? I had Babe Ellis. He was an old Southern League fella.
Yep.
And we had such a lousy ball club. We had the worst pitching staff that I ever saw in my life. We had such a lousy, and Myatt started to play himself, going to play second base. And opening day, we beat Nashville down there opening day. I got me 3-for-4. And I never hit a one on that little short bank. Mine was in right center. I had One was a triple, had to run like the devil. And I got 3-4. Come back to Chattanooga. George is going to play second base. The first ball hit to George, and he threw it up the stands. So he never could hit left-handed pitching. Well, we got losing. It was pitiful. It was absolutely embarrassing. And we had this Stokes, guy by the name of Stokes, had an awful high out in Abilene or somewhere. And batting average. And we had some guys that he's left-handed hitter. Well, when they pitch a left-handed pitcher, Mide would take all left-handers out, all but Babe Ellis. He was the only one that he'd leave. He'd play Johnny Rizzo on first base or play the catcher. He had one of them there Fleetuses. One Fleetus played short and one was a catcher from Cuba. And he'd play him on there, that left-hand pitcher, he was assuming he was going to pitch the whole game, I guess. So I didn't like it at all, and I told Mike, I said, what the hell, when did you start taking the first baseman out? Because the left-handed pitcher warms up. I said, damn it, I never heard tell of that. I said, he's supposed to be the guy to hit, even though I'm not hitting a hell of a lot. And we got into it, and we got into it about, he said, I'll take day ball any day in the I'll take day ball. And I said, well, by God, I'll tell you what. If you played some of the places I played in the day, by God, you wouldn't want the day ball. Out in that Arizona.
Yeah.
And I said, he said, well, it takes off your batting average. And I said, well, playing at night. I said, well, I'll tell you what, that there, I'll take that nice humidity over that sun coming right to boiling down on you. We got into a big argument like that on that. Now, he was bad about arguing with you. And just one thing just led to another. So next thing I know, Zen Beck.
Yeah.
You remember Zen Beck?
I know that name, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the next thing I know, by God, well, I was supposed to have gone to Charlotte anyway. I was supposed to have gone to Charlotte. But that Chattanooga deal. It was a good ballpark. Yeah, I like to play there. It was good. And good. Hell, it fixed that ballpark up. And but I'd only hit. I remember the day I was supposed to leave for Charlotte. The day I was supposed to leave for Charlotte. Why, here comes somebody. And me and Helen was packing. And Johnny Rizzo was playing first base, and here they come, said, Johnny Rizzo's got ptomaine poison, said, they want you down here right away. And I was about half. I'd already put away something. I said, my God, I'm okay. That was that night. So I went down, I put it on. Went out there and hit one out, getting a little rough. Yeah. And I hadn't hit, hell, I don't, how many I, 7 or something like that. I hadn't hit many out of there. But I always liked that part. And I went out there that night and hit that damn ball out. And that satisfied me. Then we caught it back to Charlotte then. And I like Charlotte now, boy, that big ballpark.
Yeah,
sure. Hell far. You know what Hauser told me? He said, you damn sure rump me down at Regional. He said, they got announcing from 30 on. Next thing you know, it'd be 40, then 45, then 48. He said, them damn people's ready to ride me out on the rail. And he said, you got up there in the damn 50s. And he said, well, my God, I was ready to pack up. And he said, you know what I done? He said, I moved the fence in. 8 feet, he said, I moved it in 8 feet. And he said, still he wasn't hitting any out. Phil, he was a good one.
So 49er in Regional. Where'd you go after Regional?
I was drafted.
Yeah.
Went to Columbia.
What was Columbia in? Was Columbia in the Sally League?
Sally League, yeah. Uh-huh. Had a good league. Had a darn good league.
It's a good league now.
Yes,
of course,
sir.
Of course, Columbia's not in it anymore, but Greensboro's in the Sally League now. Mm-hmm. As you
had a good league,
know.
Boy.
And then 51, where were you in 51?
51 then, I come back to Kingsport and had that millionaire at the ball club. Right. We went to Florida spring training. Mm-hmm. And we won the pennant by 18 games. Good. Then in 52, Rock Hill had a pick of a couple of ball players. They took Jilton and I. Rock Hill, mm-hmm. We worked with them some way, I don't know. So I went to Rock Hill then in 52. And then I bought my contract to come back to Kingsport. And I come back to Kingsport and managed 53, 54, and 55.
And you finished up in 55?
Yeah, I stopped in 55.
I'm going to see if I can. I'm going to look all that, look all those years up and see if I can't give you your whole record.
I had it somewhere.
I'd like to see it all. Yeah. I'd like to see it all in one place myself.
Well, Charlie, you got a pen?
Yeah.
Let me. Here's something. When I'm, you can. I want to put this, and then you can remember by this.
I want to. I hope that'll write on there. I haven't got a let write on there.
Yeah. The back.
Yeah, you got that bicep too. What size were your biceps in those days? Do you have any idea?
Well, Lord, I don't know. I know they shrink when you get old, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But you seem to be in excellent health and condition as I am.
I used to, in the service, I pulled a many of my, like I was a platoon sergeant.
Yeah.
And I took, like we'd climb up these roots, and I'd get up there, and I'd climb up the roots, get up on there, then I'd reach down and grab, I'd pull that whole damn platoon. Yeah, I'd pull them up. Hell, I'd...
Well, this has been absolutely marvelous.
Leo Scholes, called Muscles, began his professional career with Monessen in the Penn State League in 1937. He retired after managing Kingsport in 1953, 54, and 55. Leo Cleveland Scholes, 230 Oak Street, Glade Spring, Virginia, 24340. Leo Scholes, born October 30th, 1916. This interview recorded on August 23rd, 1990. I'm Charlie Harville, Harville, 330 Walser, Walser, Road, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406. Telephone 919-272-3457.